Okay, today's shiur, Mitzvah Hashem, is on the Gemara in Sefer Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It's on the topic of Shira Sayam. There's a three-way machlekes between the Tanaim on how Shira Sayam was said. We'll try to analyze especially the first two shitas and see how it plays into the halachas regarding the sugya of Shomea Ka'one, regarding the sugya of Anias Amen. So let's start with the Gemara at source number one. Tanu Rabbanan, Bopa Yom Dar Shabbi Akiva. B'shah she'al Yisrael min Yam nosnu elem einem leimar Shira. Am Yisrael came out of Kriyas Yamsuf and they wanted to say Shira. B'keith Aram u'Shira k'godul ha'makres ha'halel v'hen einen achrav rashi prakim. What does that mean? It's like a godul ha'makres ha'halel. When someone that does not say Hallel, but someone that has an obligation to say Hallel and someone else says on his behalf, like we see in source number 2 that the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, the Mishnah says Misha ya eved o isha katan makri noisai oina achare mashem oimrim. If on behalf of a person someone else is saying Hallel on his behalf, that he should be Yotzei. So if that person is someone that's not Mechuyav, Eved Isha Rakatan, so this person has to repeat everything that they say. If there was a Gadol who was saying Halal on his behalf, so he could be Yotzei with the Gadol, Shomea Ka'one, just like on every standard Shabbos that the whole family is Yotzei Kiddush with the Baal HaBayis Shomea Ka'one. So that's called the Gadol HaMakres HaHalal. So, back to source 1, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva says, how did they say Shira Sayam, Az Yashir Moshe? How is that said? Kegodol HaMakres HaHalal. Moshe Rabbeinu was Motzi Am Yisrael. V'hen Ayin Nachar Rashi Prachim. Moshe Amar Ashir El Hashem, V'hen Ayin Mashir El Hashem. Moshe Amar Kegol Ga, V'hen Ayin Mashir El Hashem. So really, the whole Shira was expressed word for word by Moshe Rabbeinu. Am Yisrael heard the Shira from Moshe, and repeated the words Ashira la Hashem after every phrase Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's the first opinion, which is Rabbi Akiva. Second opinion, Rabbi Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Kekatan hamakra es ha'halel, v'hen oinin achrav kol mashu oimer. It's like in that Mishnah in Sukkah, when a katan says halal on my behalf, in which case I need to repeat after him word for word, because I cannot be yotzei with what he says. Moshe Mar Ashir El Hashem, V'Naimrim Ashir El Hashem. Moshe Mar Kigal Ga, V'Naimrim Kigal Ga. So every word that Moshe Rabbeinu said was repeated after him by Am Yisrael. That's the second opinion. Third opinion, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, K'Sofer HaPeres Al Shema Beis HaKnesses, Shu Paseach Tchila V'Hen Einin Achrav. Moshe Rabbeinu started saying the Shira, and then Moshe, together with all of Am Yisrael, said together the whole Shira word for word. How are they able to do that? So Rashi says that that was with Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. Now, I'd like to start with focusing on the first opinion. The first opinion is Rabbi Akiva, that says it was like a Gadol HaMakres HaHalal. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the only one who said the whole Shira word for word. Am Yisrael heard him and repeated after every phrase Ashira LaShem. And this is literally the way a Gadol says Halal, because if we look in source number 3 in Rashi, Ayin Machrav Haleluka, discussing when a Gadol says Halal, so then a Gadol could say on my behalf Halal, I'm Yotzei with him and I repeat Haleluka after every phrase he says. Says Rashi, V'achi k'tani lo b'masecha soita, k'etzer amu Yisrael shira b'yam, k'godol makris ha'halal, v'inayin inachrib Haleluka, Moshe amar shira l'ashem, v'inayin mashira l'ashem, Moshe amar k'gol gav, v'inayin ashira l'ashem, alma da'ak, al kol davar v'davar ka'amar da'inim Haleluka. So Rashi already gives us this comparison that repeating Haleluka after the Gadol who says Halal is the same as Bnei Yisrael did by saying Ashira LaShem after every phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So our analysis is going to be focusing both on saying Haleluka and on Ashira LaShem, and the question we'll be dealing with is as follows. We have a klal, a principle. We'll see it later a little bit more in detail. That's shumea ka'oneh. And whenever someone says something, I can hear what he's saying and be yotze with him. For that, I do not need to answer amen. For example, if a guest hears the balabai saying kiddush on Lel Shabbos and doesn't answer amen, nevertheless he is yotze. Why? Shumea ka'oneh. This is agreed upon by all the poskim. So the question is, why did Am Yisrael need to say Ashir Lashem after Moshe Rabbeinu? If we have the principle of Shomea Ka'oneh, so Am Yisrael could have just had Moshe Rabbeinu say Shir Sayam, and they would hear him as a Shomea Ka'oneh. Why did they need to repeat Ashir Lashem after every phrase? And the same question would be regarding Halal. If we have the principle of Shomea Ka'oneh, so it should l'chora be sufficient if the Gadol says Halal and I listen. Why do I need to repeat Halleluka after every phrase that he says? So we'll analyze this at length. We'll start off with the Me'iri, which is source number 4, the Me'iri on the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Me'iri says, Afal Pisha Mikol, I'm starting in the middle of the piece here. Afal Pisha Mikol Malkom Betfilo Moitzius Sheino Baki Vushi Yesh Nusham Mitchilo Vatsaif. The Me'iri says, even though really it should be sufficient to just hear it and you don't need to answer anything, Bezuhi Tzrichu Lanos Halleluka Roshe Prakim Ala Derev She Yispar. They needed to say Halleluka. Why? It creates a more intense simcha. If Am Yisrael, rather than just listening to Moshe Rabbeinu saying the shir from beginning to end and being totally passive, it adds to the simcha, it enhances the simcha if they add Ashir El Hashem after every phrase Moshe Rabbeinu says. And that's the Derech Shira. It's Derech Shira. Derech Shira is not just to be passive, it's to be active. It's not just to be in the listening mode, it's to be in the saying mode. So if we don't assume that they said it all together, Baruch HaKadosh, like the third opinion, so what did they do? So rather than just being passively listening and being yotze with the Halacha of Shomea Ka'oneh, they said Ashir El Hashem after every phrase. And that's how the Me'iri explains why you need to say Halleluka by Halal, and he adds that that's how it was by Shira Sayam also. Ukmo shamru the Masechus Soita Daf Lamed Ketzer Am Yisrael Shira Moshe Amar Shira Lashem Vemanu Ashira Lashem Moshe Amar Kigogo Venanu Ashira Lashem. So the Me'iri spells it out with Shira and with Halal, both of them. Why is it that we require the listener to say Ashira Lashem or Halleluka? That's how Shira is said. So, presumably, that would be the reason why Bnei Yisrael said Ashira Lashem every time, because they wanted to intensify the Simcha. They were saying Shira. This is the Derech Shira. Simply understood, if we take this Mahalach regarding Halal, so then what would be the halacha if a person who's on listens to someone, to a gadol saying Halal and doesn't answer Halleluka? Meaning l'chatchila for sure you should answer Halleluka. Is it me'akev b'di'eved? Or perhaps even though he's supposed to say it, but b'di'eved it's not me'akev. Simply understood, according to the Me'iri would say, it's more of a lechatchila, it's more of a proper way to have it, but not necessarily that it's me'akev b'di'eved. So b'di'eved, even if you didn't answer Halleluka, we still have the principle of Shomea Ka'oneh. However, if we look in source number 5, the Bir Halach in Siman Tavchaf Beis Dibur Masel Halal brings from Rabbeinu Yerucham. He brings like this: Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham b'Halal. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that regarding Halal, a person that's able to say Halleluka is not Yotze unless he says Halleluka. Explains the Bir Halacha. The Gemara says that he answers Halleluka mashma that you need, that the listener should be saying Halleluka. So the Bir Halacha speaks out that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it seems to be li'ikuva that the listener needs to say Halleluka. And if not, it's a problem even b'di'evit. And the question is, what is the understanding in this halacha? So, in order to explain this, let's go to source number 6. We'll look into the sugya of answering Amen. The Rambam writes like this, in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yir Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol shema bracha min habrachas mitchilasa vad seifa. He writes here two criteria. Let's remember both of them. Number one is that you have to hear the bracha from beginning to end. Number two is that you have to have kavana to be yotze with this bracha as you're hearing it. So then yotze, v'afal pi shelo ana amen. Even though you didn't say amen, nevertheless you yotze. Okay. Adds the Rambam. V'chol ha'oine amen achar ha'mevarech. Harei zeke mevarech. Anyone who answers amen, it is as if he says a bracha. Now what does the Rambam mean with this second phrase, kol ha'oine amen achar ha'mevarech, harei zeke mevarech? What does he mean? Does he mean that when I answer amen, then I'm yotzei like the mevarech is yotzei? No, he just said a few words ago that afal pi shaloy ana amen, even without answering amen, nevertheless you like a mevarich. So what does it mean? Kol ha'ina amen achar mevarich, harezik a mevarich. So the Kesef Mishnah on the spot says the following, that's source number 7. He says, V'im toimar, al korchach bin iskaven lotzei saskinan. Of course we're talking when a person had kavana to be yotzei, because otherwise he won't be yotzei. This question, we know that without amen you're also yotze. Explains the Kesef Mishnah that what the Rambam means is like this. If you heard the bracha shemekoin and you didn't answer amen, you're yotze. If you also answered amen, so then you have an added status that you're a kemevarech. It's like you said a bracha. It's like you said the bracha. So that's what the Rambam is adding. But this is very, very difficult to understand. Because, what does it help that you're kemevarech? Without answering amen, you yotze. If you answer amen, you not only yotze, you're kemevarech. For what? For what issue? For what practical application? What halacha is there? It's more chashuv, but the Rambam didn't give us any indication to understand what the additional aspect of kemevarech adds to the person who was yotze anyway, even without answering amen. Advocates of Mishnah, second teretz. Inami, dasal ashminan. The afal gav the ana amen sarach shehehe hamevarech chayav ba'isa bracha. Second teretz is, you're right, answering amen didn't add anything. All the Rambam wants to say is that kol ha'ina amen achar mevarech harezek hamevarech vushiyah mevarech chayav ba'isa bracha. He's really going on the end, on the continuation, which we'll see in a minute, that if you answer amen, then it's like a mevarech, but only if the one who's saying the bracha is chayv in the bracha. So really answering amen didn't add anything. And if you read the Rambam, al panav, this seems to be a very, very difficult understanding in the Rambam, because then the whole phrase is unnecessary. The Rambam could have just said, Yatza v'afal pi shaloy ana amen v'ushi yem varachay v'isa bracha. The Rambam, the whole phrase the Rambam put in v'kol ha'ina amen achar v'achar ezek ha'mevarech has no practical application. And if it wouldn't have said those words, the exact same halacha would be understood. So we're still stuck with understanding what did the Rambam add. Okay. What the simple reading of the Rambam would seem to indicate is that there really is a halacha that was nischadesh in answering Amen. Let's look at the Rambam again carefully. He starts off, Kol shemei brachim in abrach mitchilas avad seifa v'niskavim latzis b'yedecha v'asa yatza v'afa pishulana Amen. If you fulfilled those two criteria, which is number one, you heard the bracha from beginning to end, number two is that you had kavan to be yotze, even though you didn't answer amen, you yotze. You answer the bracha. Then, he says, v'chala oine amen achar ha-mevarech ha-rezek ha-mevarech. Answering amen is like saying a bracha. So what does that mean, answering amen is like saying a bracha? Saying amen has its own independent status. The fact that I said Amen, with this alone, I'm able to be yotzei the bracha. Now, what does that mean? Which it means I don't need the two. I don't need the both criteria that we said before of Shema Ka'one, which helps even without it answering Amen. Now, which one of those criteria? The first criteria is that you have to hear the bracha from beginning to end. To say that answering Amen would help even without that seems to be the simple reading of a Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis seems to indicate not like that. And the Kesef Mishnah brings it. And therefore, we'll take off the second criterion and say, Niskaven Latzis Bayidei Chai Vasai. I don't need Kavana to Biyotze with the other person. And therefore, if I hear Reuven saying a bracha, and I hear it from beginning to end, and I didn't have kavan to biyotze with him, but at the end I answered amen, and with that amen I want to fulfill the halach of saying a bracha, then that is kemevarech. This is not like the Kesef Mishnah, but this would seem to be the simple reading of the Rambam. What he says, v'chola oina amin achara mevarech, harezek mevarech. Saying amin afterwards, even without shemeka oina, is like mevarech. Because if you're a shemeka oina, you don't need to answer amin. So what did amin do? Amin did that even though you don't have the fulfillment of shemeka oina, nevertheless you yaita. Okay. L'chayra, I have a strong raya to present this as the correct pshat in the Rambam. And that is Misayf Devya Rambam. Let's read it carefully. The Rambam says at the end of this halacha of Parak Aleph Halacha Yir Aleph, source number 6, the Rambam says like this. Haya ha-mevarech chayav midivri seifrim veha'ayne chayav min ha-toyra. In order to be yotze shemei ka'one, it has to be that the person who is saying the bracha is chayav in saying the bracha on the same level as I am. So if he's chayav midrabanan and I'm chayav midrabanan, it's good. If he's chayav midaraisa and I'm chayav midaraisa, it's good. But if he's chayav midrabanan and I'm chayav midaraisa, since he is on a lower level of chayav than I am, then I can't be yotze with him. Lo yotze dechavasei. Says the Rambam, Avshiyane, Avshiyishma mimishu chayv ba minatera kamo. Until you yane, until you say amen, or you hear from someone who's chayv ba minatera kamo. So the simple reading indicates that if I answer amen, I could be yoytze, even though he's chayv midrabanan and I'm chayv midaraisa. Now, when he's chayv midrabanan and I'm chayv midaraisa, I cannot be yotze shemei ka'oneh. But yet the simple reading of the Rambam indicates that answering amen would suffice. How could that be? Because answering amen, ha'ina amen, areza kemevarech. Now, the Kesef Mishnah himself deals with this, with Seif Devya Rambam, and he tries to, his answer, according to his approach and understanding, is to read into the Rambam as follows. Lo yotzei idei chavasei ad sheyaneh, until he answers or hears, either one, from someone that's chayv min haTorah. So meaning, even when someone answers amen, the Rambam is emphasizing that I need to be yotzei only, it only helps if the other person is chayv min haTorah. So, the Kesef Mishnah, that's how he explains the phraseology of the Rambam. Now, this is, Alpanov, this is very difficult, because why does the Rambam need to mention Ad Sheyane? All the Rambam should mention is that if the other person is Chayv Midrabanan and I'm Chayv Midraisa, I'm not Yotzei until I hear from someone that's Chayv Minatayra. Why would the Rambam say, until I answer Amen or hear from someone that's Chayv Minatayra? Why is answering Amen an issue here? So Bishlam, it's understood better, according to the Hesper that I, of the Loi Kesef Mishnah, saying that answering Amen is a status, is an independent status of saying a bracha. So then we'll have here a Maradik Kachidish that the Rambam says that if he's Chayav Midrabanan and I'm Chayav Midaraisa, I can still be Yotzei with him if I answer Amen. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, even answering Amen doesn't help unless he's Chayav Midaraisa. So it's Shver and the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say Ad Sheyane or Ad Sheyishma? Which seems to indicate that these are two separate scenarios. I do want to point out that if you look in the Shapsi Frankel Madura of Rambam, so his Gersa here is a little different. He doesn't say Ad Sheyane o Ad Sheyishma. He says Ad Sheyane o Yishma Mimishu Chayva Min haTorah, which makes it, that Gersa makes it much easier to go along with the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat, because perhaps it's not two separate scenarios. It's still he answers or hears. But Ad Sheyane o Ad Sheyishma indicates two separate scenarios. So if we go with the Gersa that Shapsi Frankel has, it makes it easier to explain like the Kesef Mishnah, although it is still difficult. Why would the Rambam present Yane as an independent, as a separate category? Nevertheless, the Kesef Mishnah, who also wrote the Sefer Beis Yosef, and when in Sefer Beis Yosef on the Tur Simon Reish Yud Gimel, when he quotes this Rambam, he quotes it the way we have it, Ad Sheyane o Ad Sheyishma, not the way that the Shapsi Frankel Girsa has it of Ksav Yad Teiman and other Kisvei Yad. And therefore, we're just to repeat the general picture, so the simple reading of the Rambam would indicate that saying Amen has its own status to be able to be Yotzei, and the Nafkamina is number one. Even if I'm not Mechavan to be Yotzei with his Bracha, it's enough my answering Amen. Number two is, even if he's not Mechayv on the same level as me, because he's Midrabban and I'm Midaraisa, still answering Amen would be sufficient. Why would answering Amen be sufficient? Now, L'chayra, there's a Gemara which would indicate that. The Gemara is brought down l'alacha, source number 8. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yud Tes. It's talking about someone that needs to say Hagomel. The Gemara says, the Gemara is actually here in source number 24. Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda Chalash, Rav Yehuda was sick. And he got better. Ala gabi Rav Chana bag desav Rabbanan armulei brich rechmana di avich nialan v'li havich le afra, said Baruch Hashem that he got better. Amulun patartun yasi milu duye, you have been poiter me from my chiv of saying Birkas HaGoymel. Ask the Gemara of Amra baye baye duye b'apay asara, you need 10 people, that will be asara, there were 10 people to say HaGoymel. Vat yula komoide, he didn't say anything. They said, he didn't say. Says the Gemara, Loi tzarech d'ani basayu amen. You're right, they said. He answered amen, that's enough. This is brought down in Halacha. If we look at number 8, Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Yud Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, in birich acher v'amar bruchat ha'ashom v'kenem v'cholam asher gemolcha kol tuv. V'ana amen yatsa. Right, if I'm chayv in birkas ha'gomel, someone else said, Baruch Hashem, that you got better, Shemalcha Kol Tuv, I say Amen, I'm Yotzei. Says the Mishnah Brura Reishia Tess, Sifkat Nir Aleph, Ana Amen, Ve'iloi Ana Amen Layatza. This is the place where we see Mefurish that there's such a concept that answering Amen is Le'ikuva. Is Le'ikuva. Without answering Amen, you cannot be Yotze. Not like the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam there that kind of indicated that answering Amen has no halachic ramifications. It's talking where the person, the sick person who got better, heard the whole bracha from beginning to end. Says the Sharet Tzion, source number 10, is Sharet Tzion Sifkat on Tess. Avaloi beinen shamavarach yichaven lo tzio, drevchanu lo kivin lo tzis Rav Yehuda. Shrei liyada klam mitchilu shiachul fatrat shechidus lo Rav Yehuda. So simply understood, says the Sharet Tzion, Rav Chana didn't have kavana to be Maitzi Rav Yehuda. Not only there, adds the Sharet Tzion, v'oide lo shayach klal bezeh lohaiti, the Lashon Baruch Hazuei Neruya, rak lemavarach ba'asma, shilu noicha chada manitzel, v'chshayach lo tzio. What's the nusach of the bracha? The nusach of the bracha is that Rav Chana said, Baruch Hashem shegmalcha kol tov, that was goyim al yutov. Now, how could Rav Yehuda be yotze with that? he needs to say shegmalani kol tov. So, he can't be yotze with that bracha shemeka one. So how could he be yotze? Only by saying amen. So here we see that the bracha, in and of itself, number one, the other person didn't have in mind to be Motzi Rav Yehuda. Number two, even if he had in mind to be Motzi, can't be Motzi, because that's not the bracha that Rav Yehuda needs to say. Nevertheless, Rav Yehuda's answering Amen is, in and of itself, sufficient to be considered a bracha. Says the Bir Halacha on the spot, source number 11, the Bir Masel V'Ana, says the Bir Halacha, Be'emtza Dvarav, B'shita Mekubet, fourth line here, B'shita Mekubet Tz Kasav Svar Acheres, T'cheven Da Mevarach Einu Mechav V'Nosa Lo Tziu Lachi Binen Al Kulpanim Sheyane Amen Toch Yidei Dibur Shalom Mevarach Ein Sham. Says the Bir Halacha, why is it that you need to answer Amen, that Rav Yehuda has to answer Amen, because otherwise it wouldn't help, because Rav Chana didn't have Kavana to be Motzi him. Says the Bir Halacha, V'hinei L'chi Svar Azul L'chayr B'chol Makom Nami Mana Amen Lo Ba'inan Sheichav Lo Tzio U'Bem Ezeh Einai Ein B'sof Simen Reshit Gimel. Says the Bir Halacha, L'chayr, according to this Gemara, every time someone says a bracha and I answer amen, even though that person didn't have kavana for me to be motzi me, it should be enough when I say amen. And he says it's not true. Kamavur b'simin reshit gimel in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see in a minute. Right? Let's look at it now. It's source 13, Shulchan Aruch Mefurash. Says Shulchan Aruch reshit gimel. Ein yotze yedei chavasa b'shmiya sabracha afilu yana amen. Elim ken sheshamu mitchilasa v'ad sofa v'niskam lotz ba yidei chovaso v'amavarach gamken niskaven gamken lotz yidei chovaso. So Shulchan Aruch is mefurish that answering amen is not enough if that person didn't have kavana to be motzi me. And yet here we see l'chayra a psak mefurish that it is sufficient. What are we going to do with this? So the Bir Halacha says a svar to try to be meyashiv, and he says like this: Ve'efsher dehacha adif tfei mishum delo efsher lechaven lo tzio benusach ze k'moish kesavim b'sharat tzio nayin sham. Says a Bir Halacha a very mechudish dika svara. He says it's true. Normally, if someone else says a bracha and he doesn't have kavanah to be motzi me, and I answer amen, I can't be yotze without amen. But here it's different. Why? Because since the bracha was a kind of a bracha that he can't be mighty me, right? Because he says shegmalcha kol tov, not shegmalani kol tov. So there's no other way to be yotze with this bracha. So therefore, in this case, saying amen does help, even though that guy didn't have kavanah to be motzi me. Now, this is very, very difficult to understand. If the halacha b'kol haTorah kula is that a person cannot be motzi me by my answering amen unless he has kavana to be motzi me, so what are we going to say? Here it's different. Even though he didn't have kavana, but my amen is good enough. Why? Because even if he didn't have kavana, it wouldn't be a good bracha for me. So what? So let it not be a good bracha. Let's not be yotzei. What hechrich is there to say that answering that we have to have some kind of a way for him to be yotzei with the other guy? Why? For what reason? The svar of the Bir Halacha is a very difficult svara. L'chaira. Therefore, what we could present is to say that the loika Bir Halacha, and we'll say that really Amin helps here, and just like it helps here, it helps everywhere. What's the Bir Halacha's kash on that? From Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reshit Gimel. Okay, you know what? The Shulchan Aruch is the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe we'll say not like the Kesef Mishnah. Meaning, so according to, if we say pshat not like the Kesef Mishnah, like I said before, but rather, that Amin helps as its own independent bracha, even though that guy did not have kavanah to be motzimi, so then we have a good source for this halacha. And what's this source? The Gemara with Hagaynel. The Gemara that they, when they told, when Rav Chana told Rav Yehuda, Baruch Shegmal Chakol Tuv, and Rav Yehuda said Amen, so he was Yotze, even though Rav Chana didn't have Kavanah to be Moti him. So we see in the Furush Gemara L'chaira that establishes that Amen is good to be its own independent bracha without Shema Ka'ayneh. And therefore we could explain that that's the Pshat in the Rambam there. However, the Kesef Mishnah didn't learn like that. L'shitasei, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reshit Gimel also didn't learn like that. And then we would have a problem to be miyashev, the Shulchan Aruch, in this halacha, with the Gemara. Because you see, Mefurish Gemara, that once you answer Amen, you don't need to have Kavana of the other person. All we have, the only Yishuv I know to this, is the Svara from the Bir Halacha, that here it's Adif Tvei, Mishun Delev, Shulachavin Lo Tziyah Ben Nesach Zeh. You have no choice. There's no other way for you to be yotze with him. So here you'll be yotze, even though the other guy didn't have kavana. It's al panav a very, very difficult svara. I don't know of another way to be miyashev the Shulchan Aruch. What we've seen from all this, summarizing, putting in context what we've seen from all this, is we've seen a Rambam that Kipshutai says that saying Amen has a status of its own bracha, and therefore, even though I have to hear the whole bracha, but even though I wasn't yotzei with the bracha, let's say, for example, the other person wasn't mecham to be motzi me, nevertheless, amen is enough. We saw that l'chayra, it's a beferish gemara, the gemara with saying hagoymel, that saying amen is enough, and the only kash on that is that the Shulchan Aruch, written by the Kesef Mishnah, says not like that. But Lule Divra Kesef Mishnah, it would seem to be Beferisha Gemara, and the only way L'chayra to be Miyashiv, the Shulchan Aruch and Kesef Mishnah, with the Gemara, is the Svar the Bir Halacha said, which Al Panav is a difficult Svar. Acher Zman Ra'iti, that there's a Sefer Maisu Rokeach on the Rambam, that is quoted as learning in the Rambam the way I'm presenting here. I didn't see him inside, but Rosh Kivanti Ladask Dailim. So it would seem that Amen has its own status of a bracha, Kipshute Shala Gemara, Kipshute Shala Rambam, which would be consistent with the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavtes, source number 14. The Mishnah says, Hamushba mipi acherim chayav, lo achalti yom, lo nachti tfil na yom, mashpiach ani v'amar amen chayav. Right? A guy says, I didn't eat today. I say, I'm mashpia you on it. And he says, amen, that's good, and that's kilu. He said a shvua. Hagami never said the word shvua. I said, I'm mashpia you. He said, amen. And the Gemara says, over there, amar shvul, kolayna amen achar shvua, kamoitzi shvua b'chiv dami, dechsiv amar ha'isha amen amen. We learn from Saita that when the Isha says amen, this is as if she expresses everything that the Kohen told her, on which she answered amen. Okay, so we've established that understanding regarding amen. Now, what I want to do is explore that maybe this is the Pshat in Halleluka. If you remember, back there we saw in source number 5 in the Bir Halacha that Rabbeinu Yerucham says that answering Halleluka is le'ikuva in being Yotzei Hallel. Why would it be le'ikuva? So, I want to say, because saying Halleluka on Hallel is like saying Amen on bracha. And therefore, just like when I say Amen, it incorporates in it. It's like a kitzer of the bracha that the person heard. It's assuring, certifying. You said a bracha, I say amen. So in that amen lies a certification and an agreement to what you've said, and therefore within that, it like contains the whole bracha. Similarly, when I say hallelujah on what the Gadol said, the Gadol says hallelujah, lo avei Hashem, lo Hashem Hashem, Yishem Hashem avairach, and on every phrase that I answer hallelujah, I am agreeing and certifying, and then within that hallelujah, I have contained everything that he said. I think I have a rayam afereshes ladvarim. What is that? If we look in source number 15, is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says, Hilchasa givirta ika lemishma miminhaga de halayla. The Gemara says there are many halachas that we can learn from the minhag that Am Yisrael has in Hallel, from the way this minhag is carried out. Hu amer halaluka, v'marmer malaluka, mikan shemitzvah lanas halaluka. We see that the enum b'kiyam answer halaluka. We see it's a mitzvah to say halaluka. V'marmer lu avdei Hashem, v'marmer malaluka, mikan shemaya gadol makro eso ein acher halaluka. Right? We see that Eino Baki says halaluka, and with that is yotze. We see the principle shomer ka'one. We see the principle of answering halaluka. Continues the bracha, hu amer baruch haba, v'marmer b'shem Hashem, mikan shemaya ka'one. There was a minhag. The common minhag then was that the chazan would say Baruch Haba, the kahal would continue and say B'Shem Hashem, the next words, and there's no repetition of Baruch Haba. From here we learn the principle of Shema Ka'ine. Explains Rashi, which is in the source here, Oymer Baruch Haba v'Maymer B'Shem Hashem u'Baruch Haba Saim Chinala v'Noymer Lo'atevis Atzman v'Lo Halaluka. Right? Number one is the Tzibur does not repeat the words Baruch Haba. Number two is they don't say the word Halaluka. Mikan nilmaid that there's a principle of Shema Ka'ine. What do we see from this Rashi? Rashi says, why do we have a Rai of Shema Ka'ine? Number one, because they didn't repeat the same words. Number two, because they didn't say Halaluka. Is Mashma from Rashi that Lo Yetzuya, they would have said Halaluka, then we wouldn't have a source for the principle of Shema Ka'ine. Why not? All they said is Halaluka. They didn't say Alu Avdei Hashem, Alu Hashem Hashem. All they said is Halaluka. And yet Rashi seems to indicate that had they said Halaluka, we could not prove the principle of Shema Ka'ine. What's found in Rashi? Al Karchach, that just like we explained, Aliba de Harambam, Aliba de Harambam before, that simple Pshat in the Rambam is that Amin has its own status. Here also Halaluka has its own status. And therefore, if the Gadol says Halu Avdei Hashem and I say Halaluka, so that Halaluka is its own expression of the Halu Avdei Hashem, Halu Avdei Hashem that the Gadol said. And therefore, we don't have a riot to the principle of Shema Ka'ina. And therefore, Rashi explains the only reason we have a riot from Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem because Halaluka is not expressed there. One more raya to this yisoid, that Halaluka is really a form of the Shomea expressing everything he heard, is from the Me'iri that we brought before. If we go back to source number 4, the Me'iri in Sukkah, the Me'iri says like this, Imaya gadol shumuchui badava makroisa aina achrav Halaluka, says the Me'iri, L'chayra, the person who hears from a gadol shouldn't need to answer Halaluka. So why does he say it? Hoy luka ein tefilahu ve'ein adam moitzi yidei chaveiro ba u'kmai she'aru bedinu sheyehei adam evakesh rachmim al atzmai tzorech lanas Halaluka. We have a principle by davening. By davening there's a Yerushalmi that says there shouldn't be Shema Ka'ine by davening. Why? Davening is not the technicality of saying the words, so you say the words and it's as if I said it, but davening is expressing what's in my heart. So every person needs to daven for on his own. Says the Me'iri, the same thing goes for answering Halaluka. That it's true that if I say Halu Avdei Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem, if I hear this from a gadol, it's as if I said the words, but this is far. I need to say it myself. B'dinu sheyehei adam evakesh rachmim al atzmo. So it's like tefillah. So since halal is like tefillah, therefore we need that the person should answer Halaluka. Elu divrei Hamihiri. Now, according to that, it would seem, so when I answered Halaluka, what happened? I just said Halaluka. I didn't say the whole halal. But according to the Yesod, we said now that Halleluka really is one that contains in it an affirmation of everything I heard, and therefore it contains within it everything that I've heard is contained within the Halleluka, just like it's contained within the Amen. Therefore, it's fulfilling the requirement of a person saying the Hallel by himself by virtue of answering Halleluka. So therefore, the Yesod we saw in the, presumably in the L'chaira, in the Gemara and Rambam, regarding Amen, that same Yesod we saw regarding Halleluka in the Rashi and Sukkah and in the Meiri, and therefore we'll extend that self-same Yesod and say that's the Pshat and Shira Sayyam and Bnei Yisrael saying Ashira L'Hashem also. That every time Moshe Rabbeinu said Ashira L'Hashem Ki Goy Ga, and they said Ashira L'Hashem Sus V'Roich Rama Vayam, and they said Ashira L'Hashem, that expression of Ashira L'Hashem is containing everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and therefore this is as if Bnei Yisrael themselves are saying Shira Sayyam. It's all contained within their saying Ashira L'Hashem. And this answers the original question that we started off with. We started off with the question according to Rabbi Akiva, that we're going with the principle of Shema Ka'ine. Why would we need to, that Bnei Yisrael should say Ashira L'Hashem every time? Let them just hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu, because anyway, they're hearing it with the principle of Shema Ka'ine. The answer is that they're not hearing it with the principle of Shema Ka'ine. They're hearing it with the principle of Ashira L'Hashem, that just like Amen establishes its own bracha, just like Halleluka contains within it an affirmation of everything he heard, and therefore Halleluka is like saying Hallel by yourself. Therefore, when Bnei Yisrael said Ashira L'Hashem, this is also as if they said Shira by themselves, and that's why, according to Rabbi Akiva, Bnei Yisrael needed to answer Ashira L'Hashem after every phrase Moshe Rabbeinu said. This answers this is the explanation of the first opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now, we'll continue to the second opinion. I just want to point out an interesting thing. In source number 16, there are Sameach, Nuchos Kriyash Ma'perek Dalet Alach Ches, there are Sameach quotes in Yerushalmi that says that since Gadla Oina Amid Yosim and Amavarech, if I hear a bracha from a Isha or a Katan, from someone that's not Mechuyiv in the bracha, but I answer Amen, I am Yotze with it. Yerushalmi says, even though by Halal not, like it's a Mefurisha Mishnah in Sukkah Lamed Ches, but that's only regarding Halal. But regarding Amen, I could answer Amen to a bracha I hear from a Katan, because God lo oina Amen Yosem na Mevarech. So even though Halach is not like this, and Kaimalan that it's only if you hear it from someone that's a Mechuyav, nevertheless, we see this principle that Amen is its own independent its own independent amira, and doesn't, it's not just being somech on the words I've heard, but adding to them and tagging along with them, but rather it has its own independent status. Okay, now let's go to the second opinion. Second opinion is Rabbi Eliezer ben Shaul ben Yosi Aglili. He says that it's kekatan amakra sahalal, that rather than like Rabbi Akiva, they said Ashira L'Hashem on every phrase Moshe Rabbeinu said, but rather every phrase Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bnei Yisrael repeated after him. Why? Why weren't they just yotze with Moshe Rabbeinu? He's a gadol. They're einam bekiyim, because if, according to this opinion, they didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh, they didn't know what to say. They could be yotze with him. Says the Marsha, Surah 17, Afal gav shayu yotzim b'roshi prakim, dein lanu gadol mi Moshe. They could have been yaitz with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Marsha, Yeshleimar Mishum Persume Milsa Lahay Roitzim Lassis Bishmiya Mimaisha, Vayoinim Kulam Kikatana Makra Vakala Haven. They prefer to be like Katana Makra, like those who repeat the phrase itself and not just repeating Ashira L'Hashem. Why? Mishum Persume Milsa. Persume Nisa, they wanted to be Mefarsamit more. Now, there's nothing difficult with this. It's very simply understood. Nevertheless, I want to add a little bit tavlin to understand a little bit the just to give a little amkus in it. Maybe at this point I should say a lot of this shir I heard from Rebbe Ari of Oizer, the Yesoidus. So I put in the Marma Kaimis till now were kind of mine, but the side I got from him, and this whole shiur is basically based on what I heard from him. The Gemara in Source 18, Sukkot Aflamet Ches, familiar Gemara to everybody. Gemara says there's a principle called Shema Ka'ina. Shema Ka'ina, which means I could be yotze with hearing what someone else says. Now, there's a question Achreinim ask, Achreinim speak about, how does Shema Ka'ina work? The way the Chazon Ish phrased it in Source number 19, the Chazon Ish is in Arachaim Simen Chavtes in the beginning. Had Aminun Shema Ka'ina, I perushu shiyotze b'maisa hashmiya l'chud? O shemitjeches eilav gam hadibur shul hamashmiya alidei shmiya, v'yotze yidei chavosun b'shituf hashmiya v'adibur shul chavero. Simply expressed, how does Shema Ka'ina work? I hear someone else say, let's say, Kiddush. I'm yotze. How is that? How does that work? Is the pshat I'm yotze because it's kilu I said it? And hearing it, there's a special halacha that hearing it is like speaking it out? Or is the pshat that I'm yotze with his saying it? It's not kilu I said it. It's I'm yotze with his saying it. Is it because what he says is good for me? Or is it because it's kilu I said it? It's another form of speaking. There are some very interesting nafkaminas that could be hinging on this definition, on this chakira. For example, in source number 20, we have a Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Tosfos talks about what the Gemara says, that a person should not start Shmona Esrei if he won't be able to finish in time for answering Kedusha. As Tosfos, B'Seif Dvarav, why not? Lamlan Kuli Hai. Since the halacha is that when I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I can hear the Chazan say Kedusha and Biyotze with him, so let me stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, hear the Chazan Biyotze with him, and everything's great. And says, if in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I'm only in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and I hear the Chazan saying Kedusha, so I could Biyotze with him Shema Koine, but it's a hafzik, you're not allowed to say Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. First teretz. Second teretz. Umi u'shem afal gav d'shemea ka'ina mikol makam o'ina adif u'mitzvah min amuvchar. You're right, it could be yotzeh shemea ka'ina. But the reason I shouldn't start Shmoneh Esrei is because it's better to hear it, it's better to say it by yourself. And like that second teretz, that seems to be how Rashi learns, which Tosfos brought Bereish Tvarav. Now, how does Rashi and the second teretz of Tosfos get out of the problem that Tosfos brought up in the first teretz? How could you say, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I'm going to hear Kedusha, and then I'm going to be Yotze Shema Ka'ina, and it's like I said Kedusha, but if I said Kedusha, it's a hafzek. How do you get out of that? V'yesh loymar, that the two terutzim of Tosfos are chaylik in this chakira. If you say that the pshat is that it's kilu I'm talking, so then it's a hafzek, because I can't talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But if you say the pshat is that I'm Yotze with his talking, okay, I didn't make a hafzek, because my Shmoneh Esrei didn't have a hafzek. It's just, I have a loch, I could be yotze with his talking, but I didn't chas v'shalom talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So, l'chor, these two terutzim of Tosfos can be hinging on the two understandings of Shema Ka'ina. Another interesting nafkamina would be in source number 21. Question comes up, can I use Shema Ka'ina for half a bracha? So Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Zayin, and it's in Drush V'Chiddush in Brachas Daf Chaf, has the following question. What happens if a Isha, who's Chayav in Kiddush Midaraisa, hears Kiddush from a boy who's 13 years old, but we have a suffix if he has Shtei Saras or not, so we don't really know if he's a gadol or not. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger that she should hear the opening of the Bracha, Bracha Hashem Lekel Malach Olam, from the Katan, then she should say word for word from there until the end of the bracha right before the Chasim, and then she should hear from the Katan, Bruchat Hashem Kaddish HaShavas. So really, she heard only half a bracha from the Katan, and she's there with him. Comes the Chazon Ish, and asks a kasha on him. He says, it's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Vav, that Brix HaMazon could be said by two or three people, different perushim what it means, but what the Rif explains, Tosfos on the spot brings him down, and the poskim agree with him, is that Brichas Hamazon is, let's say, three brachas, Right? So it could be said by three people. Let's say Reuven knows only the first bracha, Shimon only the second bracha, and Levi only the third bracha. So Reuven could say aloud what he knows, Shimon what he knows, and Levi what he knows, and everyone hears it, and everyone is Yotzei. But Tosfos spells this out, that Lo Yetzuyar, Reuven knows only half of the first bracha, and Shimon knows the second half of the first bracha, then it doesn't work. You don't have Shem Echoin on that. So the Chazon Ish says, here, Avakasha on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, L'chaira, we could say that this Machlekes would hinge on understanding Shem Echoin. If Shem Echoin is the Pshat Am Yotze with what that other person says, so then it has to be a whole bracha, because it has to be that what he says is something that has a chashivas. If he says half a bracha, I can't be honest with what he says, because that's not a dover kaveh bracha la'atzmai. But if the pshan shemeh koin is everything he says, it's kilu I said, so then half a bracha is also good. Why not? But then we would have a question, what do we do with Rabbi Kivega's psak? The Chazon Ish Bemet asks this question on Rabbi Akiva Eger and remains with the Tzarech Iyun arguing on Rabbi Akiva Eger. I would like to offer a teretz on Chazon Ish's Kasha, which I wrote here in the footnote number one, and saying like this, that Rabbi Akiva Eger understood that you're right, Shamea Ka'oine is really, Rabbi Akiva Eger understood also like the tzad of the chakira, that it's not that Shem Echoin is kilu I'm talking, but rather that I'm yotze with what the other person says. But then it would be a difference between the case of the Rif and the case of Rabbi Akiva Eger. In Rabbi Akiva Eger's case, what the 13-year-old boy is saying is a good bracha. He's saying a bracha from beginning to end. It's true that the lady who's listening to him is not choosing to be yotze with the bracha from beginning to end, but nevertheless, it has an independent status, what the kid is saying. As opposed to the Rif's case, where Reuven knows only half of Birkas Hazan, that doesn't have an independent status. Bimela, the answer is Rabbi Akiva Eger from the Chazon Ish's Kasha. The Rif says that he can't be yotze. Why? Because Reuven saying half of bracha of Hazan doesn't have an independent status. I can't be yotze with him. But when the Katan says the whole bracha from beginning to end, so then it has an independent status. It's true that the lady is choosing to hear only half of that bracha, but as long as what he's saying has an independent status, that's enough to be a Shemeh Ka'ine. Let's look at our third and last application of this fascinating Chakira. This is a very famous Machlekes. The Beis Halevi in the end of Sefer Bereshis and in Chanukah, in part of Chanukah, says that what's going to be by a Kohen that gets up and wants to Duchen, but rather than him speaking out the Bracha, he'll have his friend, the second Kohen, say Recha Hashem Yishmerecha, and he'll hear it as Shemeh Ka'ine. Says Beis Halevi, it doesn't work. Why? Because it says Kol Ram. It Kol Ram, so it has to be said loud. So if me as a Kohen, I'm listening to someone else, but I'm silent, so the Bracha wasn't expressed, but Kol Ram. The Chazon Ish argues on Beis Halevi. He says, the Bracha was expressed, but Kol Ram. That guy, the other Kohen, who did say the bracha, he said it out loud. So I'm Yotze with the bracha that said Kol Ram. Chazon Ish has many riots to this. You saw what? Just like, for example, Megillas Esther, right? The Chazon reads and the whole Tzibur listens. Shemeh Ko'ine. One second, Shemeh Ko'ine, but they didn't have the Megillah in front of them. So how the Yotze? Kiddush. The Balabai says Kiddush and his whole family's Yotze, Shemeh Ko'ine, but they didn't have a cup of wine in front of them. Elama. The listener has the bracha with a cup of wine. The listener has Megillas Esther read from a Megillah. In Kach says the Chazon Ish, similarly here, the Kohen who listens is hearing a bracha that was said by Kol Ram. So there's no reason, he can't be Yotzei. Divrei HaChazon Ish. To answer the Beis Halevi, there's a Mahalach that was offered by the Stipler in Kilos Yaakov, Simon Yud Aleph or Yud Gimel, depending on the Tfos. The same Mahalach is said in the Emek Bracha, and the same Mahalach is quoted from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Bno Shel Beis Halevi, in the Haggadah Mi Beis Halevi, Amud Kufvav. And what they say is that the Beis Halevi, of course, he agrees with the Chazon Ish's Yesod, that that the Shomea Ka'oneh comes over with all the criteria that the original speaker had. So it's like it's a Megillah. Yeah, it was said reading from a Megillah. It was said on a cup of wine. It was said b'kol ram. But kol ram here indicates something else. Kol ram says you got to say it. Like Loshna Beis Alevi, Birkas Kohanim Tzarech Kol Ram Ka'adam Arim L'Chaveiro Amar Lahem. I gotta say it. So Shema Ka'ayme is very nice in the halacha that it's Ke'ilu, I said it the way he said it, but Lemaisa, I didn't say it. So if Amar Lahem means I need to say it, so Shema Ka'one doesn't have that criterion, I didn't say it. It needs to be said, it needs to be spoken out. Shema Ka'one would help for me, it's as if I said things, but it's not in Ibn Adam L'Chavero. If I need to tell you something, so it can't be in Shema Ka'one, I need to tell it to you. Therefore here, Amar Lahem, the Kol Ram, it has to be said to the second person. And with that, we could explain the B'moisif Neifech in this Marsha, in Reb Lezer ben Reb Yossi, that why is it that Nesol wanted to say Ashir Hashem Ki Go Ga Sus Baruch Rav Hayom? They wanted to speak out everything. Why? Says the Marsha, Mishum Pirsumei Milsa. Why is it Pirsumei Milsa? Because it's true. Without that, I could have been yotze with the halach of Shema Ka'ina, but the halach of Shema Ka'ina is not the same as speaking it out. But if you need befoil to speaking it out makes for a greater Pirsumei Milsa, and therefore, according to, even though they could have been yotze the halacha, but they wanted to add on it more of speaking it out. I'll end off with just a little machshava on the topic in source number 26. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Nalof Sefkatan Yedzayin, V'yom Ashiru Sayam B'Simcha, V'yidam B'Data Kilu Ois Hayom Avar Bayam. A person should say Shira Sayam every day B'Simcha, as if on this day he went through Yamsuf. V'Oimer B'Simcha Moichlin Lavi Naisav. Someone who says Shira Sayam B'Simcha, all his averus are nimchal. Wow. Amazing. You say Shira Sayam B'Simcha as if today you went through Kriyas Yamsuf? Meichlin Lavi Noisav, you get a mechil on your Averis. What is the source of this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sharat Tziyun, Oisiyun Tes, Zohar. I didn't look it up. But there's L'chaira, a pasuk mefurish in the Tanakh that says this Yisoid, that saying Shira Sayam B'Simcha is Meichlin Lavi Noisav. This pasuk is in Shoftim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk is, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael hara b'enei Hashem. Isn't that a fantastic source? Unbelievable. Wait, how do we get that? Oh, let me explain a little. So it goes like this. Because in Shoftim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yidches, it says, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael asus hara b'enei Hashem. In Shoftim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael asus hara b'enei Hashem. In Shoftim Perek Vav it says Vayasu bnei Yisrael hara b'nei Hashem. Wait, Perek Gimel was already Yosifu. Perek Dalet was Yosifu. Perek Vav Vayasu. What happened? Teretz is in between Perek Dalet and Perek Vav is Perek Hey. Perek Hey is Shiras Dvaira. When they said Shiras Dvaira, saying a Shira b'Simcha on a Neis Meichlin Lay Avinaisav. And this is what Rashi brings on the pasuk in Shoftim Perek Vav. He brings it from a Medrash Tehillim, Bekitzer. And if you look here in source 28, the last source on our list, it brings Beferish this Yisoid, and it says, "V'chena tamaitze b'mei dvoiru barak shenasa lehem neis v'amru shira shenemar v'tashar dvoiru v'nayin shenimcha lehem." Through saying the shira, they had a mechila on all their averus. How do we know? The samach basa shirasa, the next pasuk, "V'yasu b'nei sol rabbi ne'ashem." Amr b'yavol, b'chol makom k'siv v'yosifu b'nei Yisrael asos hara. V'achar shir esvar k'siv oid v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. T'chil asasiyah, they just started, v'yasu. V'eichan ma sha'asu l'sha'avar? Ela macha lema k'rish baruch hu b'sha sha'amru shira. From here we learn, from here deduces the Medrash, kol mi sh'nasa l'nes v'omer shira, b'yadu ha'shamayich l'mloi kol ha'venoisa v'nasa b'ya chadasha. It stands to reason that this is a source for the halacha the Mishnah Berurah says. If you say Shira Sayam on a daily basis, imagining today you came through Kriyas Yamsuf, and you say B'Simcha, we learn this principle from the pasuk Vayasu b'nei Yisrael harabei ne'ashem. It erases all the verses you had in the past. Meichlin loy avinaisav. We should all be zeicha to be mefarsim shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Simcha of saying Shira Alanis.